Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to Let's Hear From You. Today is different, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is your host, Kevin Vaughn, just having some fun today using this technology and hope to bring a little joy and release to your family, to yourself, as we move through this area. As you know, the whole planet is almost shut down. It's about 9 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know how many cities are in the world, but I need to look that up. But a lot of the cities, major cities, are shut down, and we know what's going on there. But we wanted to talk about you. Wanted to hear from you. Let's hear from you today and see what you're doing with yourself, with your family, friends, and relatives to keep yourself safe. And most of all, keep yourself engaged and busy. And I'm sure some of you are probably getting some well-needed rest, which is good up to a point, right? You can only rest so long. But we got to get back to really doing some things, too. So we want to make sure you're doing well. So, hey, I'm excited about you. This is Kevin Vaughn on the network. Guys, just thank God for the technology. Thank God for who he is as well. Thank God for you. And we got to pray, man. We just got to continue to pray for everybody. I don't care who it is. They all need prayer today. Hey, this is Let's Hear From You today. Going to be on here for about an hour or less or whatever. We'll keep it moving, guys. We're excited about you being with us. Hey, the number, I want you guys to tweet out, fax out, email, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. The number, 347-843-4559. If you guys want to be a part of the program and call in and share what's going on in your life a little bit there. And we're excited about that. 347-843-4559 is the number. Also, too, guess what, guys? We've got the chat room open for those who are on their wonderful technology. Chat room is open. Go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/menletstalk. That's blogtalkradio.com/menletstalk. It's a family network, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody out there. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/menletstalk. Look forward to hearing from you. Hey, guys, we're on the Let's Hear From You today. We'll be opening up the lines. We'll be playing music in between and keeping it moving, guys. And we want to let you know that we believe that Jesus is Lord, that he is in control of everything. You got to understand, man, God is God. Come on now. God can't be God unless he's got control of everything. So everything we're going through, there's a purpose that's going to be to your benefit. I don't understand it all, but ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to trust God. You hear me? Trust God. And if you don't trust him, you need to start believing who God is through his son. And if you need some help there, I'll be glad to talk to you about that as well. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, this is Let's Hear From You Today. This is a global radio, internet radio program that I'm excited about being with you on. And just want to give you guys a shout out for everybody on the planet right now. Yeah. You guys are amazing. Woo! Yeah, man. You know, one thing, guys, we got to acknowledge is our what we call our first responders. Man, you guys got to give it up for all first responders. I'm talking about our MDs, physicians, our emergency people, our hero people all around the country, police, firemen, of course, our EMS people. And without a doubt, our nurses and doctors and clinicians that are in the hospitals, in the clinics. Come on now, you better give it up for every one of those who are on the lines right now. Come on now. Yeah. Yeah, so if you got family members who are doctors and nurses and clinicians that are in the front lines taking care of people, trying to take care of themselves, putting themselves in harm's way because we don't know what's really going on sometimes. But they still do their jobs. So, again, I got to give them another shout out because, man, that's a powerful, powerful position to be in today. Wow. Yeah. Incredible. All right, let's hear from you. Hey, guys, we want to respect your time, respect your phone number as well. But if you want to be, if you want to come on and talk, let's do that as well. All you got to do is press 1 if you're calling in on 347-843-4559. Just press *1. Star one, that puts you in the queue. That lets me know you want to come on and talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's respectful and, you know, in order as well. So we're excited about that. So thank you so much for that. And we're going to get ready to open up the lines in a second, guys. But we're so excited about you. And guys, also, too, you know, it's a great time for those who are believers. It's such a great time to witness for the Lord, also be comforting for others as well. You know, it's a good time to talk to people via the internet. You know, we got conferencing, we got video, we got Zoom, we got Skype. You know, you got all kind of ways to just check up on people. But one thing I want you to do, guys, let's hear from you about, have you called your relatives? Have you called your cousins? Maybe somebody, uncle, aunt you haven't talked to in a while. Please do that as well. I'm doing that. You guys continue to stay in touch with your family, friends, and associates, okay, all across the globe. Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. I'm excited about that. So I'm going to play a little music. I'm going to open up the lines here, too, in a minute here. But I'm going to play a little background music as we open up the lines. And, guys, we're on the World Wide Web. This is Kevin Vaughn. Let's hear from you today. It is a different day, so we want to hear what you're doing today. But because we're on the World Wide Web, you're only going to mention your last 4 digits. Enough people already got my number anyway across the network. Anyway, we'll mention that. We'll mention only your last 4 digits, okay, as we open up the lines. Okay, here, first caller, one of our callers, 4557. 4557, you're live on the air. Let's hear from you. How you doing? What's happening?
Great, Kevin. Thank you so much for the platform that you've given to, you know.
Oh, Brother Joe.
Industry.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Sorry for not identifying myself. I am Joe. I have several different titles, and the one that I'm really concerned about, and in a good way, the one that's on the you know, the Lord, you know, for being able to follow the champion, even though we're in very difficult times right now, but we can still keep our spirits at a high amp.
Yes.
So, but you know, one of the things that gets me excited is that we have several different groups that are hopefully eventually will start entertaining this level of platform. The industry professionals, which is, you know, in Atlanta, we're in a billion-dollar industry called film and entertainment. And this is a great time for the film industry individuals to write, create, do things, man.
Yeah.
You know, kind of in solitary mode, if you will, right now, but also gravitate to some of these other groups and get to know people so that once the lid is taken off the top of this virus that we have here, understand one another, and they will be able to connect and say, hey, Kevin, remember we met on Industry Professionals?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, we met at Boys Night Out, or hey, Kevin, we met at Kingdomwood. All these different groups, you know, that we have out here we need to gravitate to relationships and partnerships so that
we can
still work. We can work online. We had a conference call yesterday with about 35, almost 30 people.
Yep.
And we can get everybody to stop being shy, stop being bashful, and step into their game, because I can guarantee you there's another group that's out there that's working, and they're working tirelessly to be ready to jump on whatever ship is sailing when it becomes profitable, and the opportunity is all there, man. We just need to do it. So I don't have a lot to say. My whole thing is to listen and to be informed by those who are talking, because, you know, I've got the gift of gab. If you give me that, you know, that opportunity to stand behind the
fire. Sir. Yes, sir.
You got to turn me off. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to listen and go from there, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Joe. Joe, I want you to give that plug for Kingdom Wood and the Boys Night Out, my friend. Any way you want to do it, it's your platform, my friend.
Well, Kingdom Wood is what houses men in the kingdom. That's why I started under, you know, I had Kingdom Wood. That's kingdomwood.com. Then I decided that there were not enough men attending Kingdom Wood.
Yeah.
And I said, we need to do something about that, because there's a lot of great men out here. And maybe they're just looking for a little bit of direction. So I felt not only men in the kingdom, but start a boys' night out to where men could come together, almost like it was when we were in junior high and high school. We had our best friends.
Yeah.
Happened. You know, it's amazing. Once we got in our 20s, then we went to college.
Yeah.
We started working business, and we had family. And what it did is it took us away from hanging out with our fellow men friends and so forth. We had to take care of the kids. We had to pay the bills. We had to get those cars going. We had to put food on the table. So that was a different kind of responsibility. Boys Night Out gives us a chance to kind of get together, do the hand pound, but also, more importantly, work on each other's processes and programs, you know, to better one another. So Boys Night Out's got so many different ways to look at it, but I'm so proud to have you working in the media area for us, along with a couple other people. I'm proud of my administrative staff, who does a great job in doing what they do. It takes a lot of pressure off me, but then I, you know, as anybody who's a leader, the leaders put pressures on themselves, you know, that no one really sees, because you've got to be the conduit between everybody. And sometimes that's pretty tough. Boys Night Out once a month. We usually do that the first, if not the second week of the month. We're kind of delayed now because our future right now is uncertain because of the virus. But right now is the time to really think about what's your master plan. And in the master plan, you better have a secondary plan beyond the master plan. So this is a great time, Kevin. You couldn't have brought this at a better time. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, Joe, I thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the voice of Joe Williams, ladies and gentlemen. He's an awesome individual, great leader. And, Joe, I want to talk to our young people a little bit, my friend. What would you tell our young people right now? Because we got to help them, man, both men and women. What would you tell our youth today, buddy?
Very easy. Very easy to get with the young folks. Our young folks are mad at the world right now. And the reason why they're mad at the world is they're being given mixed messages. And also, in the music that is played right now, it's all about come sex me up, baby, you know, and don't be doing me wrong and all this other stuff. What we need to do is get our schools back where the parents are in control, not music, not the teachers. The parents have a role in this, too. And sometimes I wonder how much, you know, let's dial this all the way back before I say I really get on the parents. The parents have an obligation themselves. They get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning, and their whole job is to you know, get themselves prepared and go to work so they can put food and take care of the mortgage and the cars and all these other things that I talked to you about earlier. And that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on them. The kids have a job too. That's get up around 7 o'clock or so, get on the bus, you know, after they get themselves cleaned up, and then from there. There, they have to educate themselves. But what happens oftentimes is that kids are allowing other kids to educate them because they want to be part of this peer group. And we were young. I mean, you know, we were young, too. We went to school, and we had to deal with the peer group. But what's happening is that the parents don't get home until well after the kids get home. So the kids have 2-3 hours to do whatever it is that they want. Then the third part of that, and this is really bad, is that when the parents come home, the garage door goes up and the car goes in. The garage door goes down, and the parents, no one ever sees the parents at all. And they don't see the kids much at all because now we've got this online thing called video games, and all these different things are really, there's a whole lot that I could say, but I think I'd say more about it in person because a lot of times people need to see what you have on your face that you're passionate about trying to make a change in these young people.
Yeah.
And you put the young people in some groups and you be honest. Tell them, hey, I was where you were before.
Yeah, exactly.
I had my issues.
We've got to be
honest with our children.
Yes,
honestly.
We do. And they want that. They want that show. Yeah. And they're actually screaming for that truth and attention too as well. But it does start from the home. I don't know about you, Joe, but I got a lot of spankings growing up from my mom and dad, and that was one of the factors for keeping me straight. And you know, a lot of children don't get that discipline and love in that area, you know, today, and they're just all over the place today.
They call it child abuse now.
Yeah, exactly. Even when it's done correctly, they still call it child abuse, you know. Yeah.
Some of the beatings that I got when I was a young boy, my parents went to jail.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Now the kids are so smart. They know that if you do something to them, all they got to do is pick up the phone and dial 911 and say,
exactly,
my parents have been beating on me. And who are they going to believe? You would think they would believe the parents, but the parents say, hey, look, you know what?
I sent
Johnny or Marie to, you know, the school to get an education so they can do it better than me. And that's another problem, to have it better than me. We make mistakes because we want kids to be better or do things better. So we give. And they don't have an appreciation of anything they got. There's kids out here who got better phones than you and I. And I
got
top
right.
phone.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out how they paying for it, man. How y'all paying for it? Y'all ain't working. That's amazing, but it's all good, though. Yeah.
The parents are doing that. But look, this is something that I'd love to have in person to be able to talk to you about if we had a panel or something like that. And because there's, I've got oodles of information, things that have happened to me and things that I see happen to our young people now and so forth. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the platform. I'm going to give someone else another opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, Joe, for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Joe Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to go to kingdomwood.com for more information about Joe's awesome network there. Please, ladies and gentlemen, Kingdom Wood. This is global now, guys. You can go, anybody on the globe can go there, kingdomwood.com. Joe, talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Joe Williams, good friend of the network, awesome leader. Yeah. So, guys, we've been let's hear from you. Love to hear from you guys. The number, 347-843-4559. Love to hear from you guys, see how you're doing today and what you're doing in your creative time. I say your creative time because guess what, guys? You should be reading, right? Y'all get some books out, man. Y'all got some time. Y'all, especially if your employer or your business allows you to work from home. Guess what, guys? Get that book out. Start reading some books. Start reading up on lighting. If you're in the movie industry and film and so forth, right? Lighting. How about reading up on that? How cameras work, how voiceover work, how audio works, you know, all the sound system. You know, most of the stuff is on YouTube, man. You could go to YouTube right now, guys, and learn all kind of stuff. I remember, guys, this has been months ago, maybe a year ago or so ago. Anyway, I was at my kitchen at home. My garbage disposal went out, right? And I was debating whether to call somebody to come do it or I do it myself. So guess what, guys? I went on YouTube, listened to the YouTube, man, and bottom line, I replaced my own garbage disposal. Took about maybe 2 or 3 weekends to get it fully done. But all the instructions, guys, was all there how to do it. Just got to have time. Sometimes it's easier to pay somebody because you can get it done in one swoop, right? Luckily, mine wasn't a major issue, but I replaced that bad boy and in the electrical part. You just got to pay attention, right? So you don't hurt yourself or hurt others or blow yourself up, right? You don't want to do that. So, so you can learn a lot of stuff, guys. Go out there on YouTube, guys. Get some books, man. Go, everything's online. If you can't get to the library, I'm not even sure if all the libraries are open today, but so you can have some quiet time to focus. I think most of us are not focusing today. I think that's part of the challenge. So we got so much going on, we're not focusing in on what we really need to learn. But get some books out, guys. YouTube, you know, put your headset on and take an hour or two and go in there and just learn some new stuff, okay? Also, too, guys, I want you guys to go to kingdomwood.com for more details about that industry as well. Very, very important, guys. So we're so excited about you guys. Hey, want to hear from you. Let's talk. Let's hear from you today. You know, today is different, guys. You know, one thing about life, guys, you know, it changes constantly. You know, one thing we got to teach is strategy, right? We got to have a strategy today. You got to be able to, you know, strategize. When things don't happen the way you think they should, you still got to move forward, right? You still got to keep it moving, guys. And that's some things that not teaching in school. We're not teaching in our home. And, you know, we're not teaching at the church, you know, where we gather as some of our large organizations. I don't even know if some of the large groups and associations are teaching this in their own networks, you know, about strategy, how to have strategy in your finances, how to have strategy in your home, how to have strategy in paying your bills. You know, there's so many things you could do differently. Don't get into a routine, right? Figure out what's going to be best for you. You know, we've been talking about finances, about, you know, saving money, buying some precious metals, right? Gold, silver. You guys need to be thinking about all this stuff, guys, and just be looking for the future, right? So we want to hear from you about what you guys are doing to keep motivated, to keep moving forward. Hey, the number 347-843-4559. You may be busy. We understand that. But we're so excited about you guys being with us today. And, you know, it's a new time. And we're also praying for you guys. We're praying for those who do or maybe have lost loved ones. We're not going to ever forget that. Those who may have lost loved ones to this issue, a virus issue or other. And also, too, we want to pray for those who are in the first defense, if you will, against that virus as well in our healthcare system globally. As you know, a lot's going on, and I don't need to tell you about that because I don't keep up with everything, but you can go online right now and listen to the news for the latest and greatest. And it's so important to have the right information. You know, one thing I wanted to mention too, guys, let's hear from you today with Kevin Vaughn, is don't be fearful, right? Don't be fearful. You know, Brother Joe talked about people being shy and fearful and bashful. I'm trying to understand, guys, what are you shy and bashful and fearful about? I've asked people, what are you fearing? And they can't never tell you what they're fearful about, right? Because there's no fear there. I mean, the fear may be there, but it's no issue to back it up. So you don't be fearful unless you're in front of a train, right? Or the car's coming at you at 90 miles an hour and you can't move. Now, that's kind of fear, I think. But we're talking about, guys, fear, false evidence appearing real, right? False evidence appearing real is fear. So please get a hold of the situation in your home, in your mind, because the battle is in the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know that? The battle is in the mind. And guess what? You can control that. And we want you guys to be strong. We want you guys to know what to do in a given time. Yeah. Let's hear from you guys. 347-843-4559. We love it. I love it. Hey, guys, we're going to be doing some music breaks and having some fun there with the music on the system as well. And the goal is to keep you encouraged, you know, as well. In fact, I got some couple of things. I forgot about my motivational speeches on here, too, as well. But let's go ahead and talk, listen to Don Moen about be strong and take courage. I'm going to come back with the lines here a little bit later, guys. We're going to take a little break and go through a motivational speech called Be Strong and Take Courage. Be right back with you on Let's Hear From You.
Life will show. and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord His light will show the way.
Be strong and take courage.
Do not fear or be dismayed, for the one who lives within you will be strong.
Enjoyed that powerful, inspirational song there. Be strong and take courage. You know that, especially for the believers around the world, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Jesus Christ died for your sins, died for my sins, and he covered everything in the blood. Matter of fact, if you all read the word properly now, he said greater works that you'll do. I don't think you can have weakness in that area. He said greater works. I think you're going to have to be strong and take courage, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all just give God some praise. You better give God some praise for who he is, because he gave you everything you need right now. Take advantage of it. Yeah. Yeah, we're excited, man. So stop being shy. Stop being bashful. There's no fear, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing you can't do. Come on now. We got to just grow up, right? We got to grow. And this is for me too, guys. We just need to grow up, right? And I'm challenging all the men out there, all the men on the planet, just grow up. Come on, guys. Take yourself to the next level. We're kings. We're leaders. Jesus said greater works, man. All you got to do is believe that you can do it. Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what we're talking about today. I'm encouraging myself today. Like Brother Jake said, I'm encouraging myself. I need to get this tape after the meeting, after this broadcast myself, for But guys, get excited about what's going on in your life today. Hey, as you know, a lot going on the planet. I'm not going to go over all that. You can go on the news and it's up to date. We want you to stay encouraged in what's going on too far as the wisdom of all that's going on. We thank God for those who can work from home. We also thank God for those who can be with their families as well. You know, a lot of people have situations where they can't, you know, take off from work, or if they do, they got to come up with some other means to keep things moving forward until the system catches up and taking care of each other, taking care of our system. But what's exciting about these times, guys, is that the system is exposing what we're not doing, and that is not taking care of each other properly. And some of this could have been avoided had we been focused on each other and looking ahead to, you know, what could happen. It's called prevention, right? There's certain things we know that we can prevent if you're paying attention to your duties, right? We're talking about family, jobs, and so forth as well. But I know that that's always hindsight, right? 2020 hindsight. But some things caught us off guard that should not have caught us off guard, right? By being prepared. And that takes an effort by taking care of each other, you know, by asking, what can we do better, right? What can we do better today to make sure this doesn't happen again? What can I do better to make sure I do better today as well? So that's what we're talking about, guys. So love to hear from you guys out there. Today is different, so we'd love to hear from you. 347, just doing impromptu broadcast today. Keep it moving. But the number, 347-843-4559. We love to hear from you as well. So yeah, we're going to be doing music, guys, some motivational speaking, you know, from systems there as well to kind of keep you moving forward there as well. And anything that just encourage you today. So we're kind of excited about that as well. Matter of fact, I want to pull up, let's see, this is another one, Believe in Yourself. And this is a good one here too. This is one of the motivational videos I was looking for earlier, but let's go and play that one real quick. It's about 4 minutes long. But this is Believe in Yourself, guys. Come on now.
There are a few things you just can't learn from a textbook that you have to live through, to see, to be fully entrenched in. Because here is a simple truth. This world is a tough place. Getting what you want, making the most of the time you have, requires that you put yourself in the position to succeed. It means you see a finish line before one exists. Look, yeah. No one's ever going to call you and tell you how incredible your idea is. You can't build a business on potential or win a championship on promise. Results are binary. You either accomplished something or you simply did not. Right? That's it. That's what people see, the result. So that means every second, every step of the way from where you are right now until you cross the finish line depends on you and your thoughts. How you internalize failure, how you look at setbacks, when no one is around to pat you on the back or tell you how great you are, will you have enough self-belief to move forward? Because, my friends, that's the hardest part. That's what no one talks about. Having the courage to wake up every single day of your life and know that you are building towards something incredible. You are creating a masterpiece from the ground up. And that means that when you're looking in the mirror, you believe in what's staring back at you. You see the unseen and you are willing to bring it to life. That is the foundation that you build greatness on. And it's a daily pursuit, creating milestones, designing the small wins that keep you going, that keep you moving, that get you past all those times you so desperately want to turn around, but know that for you, it simply isn't an option. That is not your reality. You have more waiting for you. And so you press on, cloaked in confidence. You move into the unknown, seeking the day the rest of the world looks up and calls you lucky. They'll look at what you built and say how fortunate you are, but they won't comprehend the 20-hour days. the focus, the ridicule for being different or obsessive or nonconformist. They won't know that self-belief trumped all of that, that it was everything. The word great is separate for a reason. It implies a specific set of beliefs and values. It means you saw light when most people saw darkness. It means you said yes when most people said no. You moved forward when the rest of the world turned around. Believe in your greatness. See it. Live it. It is there, and you need to know that it's there, because it will make all the difference. Your self-belief will define you.
Yeah. Hope y'all got that one, guys. Guys, you are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. You got to say that, man. You got to say that out loud. Believe it. I don't care if you're in the bathroom, guys, in your quiet place, wherever you at, you are unstoppable. But guess what, guys? You got to say it. You got to believe it. You got to speak it, right? You got to speak it into existence, ladies and gentlemen, because God is giving you that power through the power of the word. So speak that to yourself, to your loved ones, specifically to our young people today, and even some adults, right? You need to hear it today. I know I need to hear it every day. But guys, you got to know that God said, Jesus said, that you do greater works. If you didn't say it, you got to understand, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit can't lie. They can't lie. So when they speak something over your life, it can be performed. But guess what? You got to believe it, right? You got to believe it, guys. Know, ladies and gentlemen, that you're unstoppable. So let's hear from you, guys. Let's hear from you. Yeah. So we're excited about you guys, and, you know, it's amazing half the planet is on lockdown. Just some, I mean, you couldn't script that one. That's going to be a good movie. I'm sure somebody's going to put a movie together, Joe, out there on that one, where the whole planet shut down. I'm sure somebody's working on it right now. It's going to be another hit because of reality here. It could be a documentary or whatever you want to call it, but it's going to be very, very interesting to see all the creativity that's going to come out of these times. Isn't that amazing how tragedy can turn into some creative stuff later on that not only educates you, but helps you grow as well. Just incredible. So keep it moving, guys. Yeah, we're just excited about you guys being with us today. Thank you so much for your time. I know there's so much else you could do. We hope you guys are reading, catching up on some stuff at the house, maybe. It could be a lot of things, guys. I know one thing I need to be doing this week is cleaning my office area up here a little bit, getting rid of some of these papers and stuff. Hey, also, too, I think our taxes, you still got to file for your taxes, but I think it's the push out, the 90-day push out on taxes. So for both business and personal, I think we got an extension. You still got to file, but you don't have to necessarily finish everything until 90 days, I believe. That's the same thing. But check that out, because everybody's a little different, right? In that area, but we're excited about you guys being with us today on Let's Hear From You. This is part of the MLT Network, guys. We've got a bunch of different shows that we do to keep you guys motivated and excited. So we're just excited about what's going on out there as well. And I'm trying to get rid of some of this, some of these websites on this network here, but it's all good. It should work out pretty good here in a minute. But yeah, I love it. So yeah, so we love to hear from you guys, and let me know what you guys are doing out there. And we're going to keep it moving here and give you guys some more information here about what's going on around the planet. You know, one thing I want to encourage you, one thing we do on the network is that we talk about business, right? So I want to encourage you guys to talk about business. Matter of fact, guys, one thing we've been encouraging is for those who know how to sew, right? Those who know how to sew professionally, y'all need to get into the mask business. I'm talking about the personal protection mask that people need around their faces. So anybody who can sew, come up with some creative ways. That's another opportunity for you, I think. I wish I could sew. I'd be probably doing some of that today. But if you know how to sew well, you could turn that into a nice little business, guys, and keep it moving. The goal is to help people protect themselves, specifically those who are in the frontline healthcare area. You can actually help them in that area. You could probably do very, very well in that area, if you just give them away, if you want to do that, that's fine too. The goal is to help protect each other in that area. So kind of excited about that. So thank you so much for that. Yeah, but be thinking about business, right? Be thinking about education. Think about education as well. And we're just excited about what can be done in these times. Also technology, right? Technology is important too as well. So want you guys to use the technology properly and be able to get creative in that, you know, through the fact that we're, you know, talking now on the internet. Don't have to interact with anybody, but also too, you can use video, right? And have some fun with that as well. So yeah, just a lot we can do there to get creative. And we want you guys to use that over and over again. And big thing too is keeping our young people engaged as well. So it's all about that. Hey, we're going to keep it moving here, guys. We're going to be here for another 20 minutes, I think, or so with you. But I want to hear from you guys, 347-843-4559. Here's another motivational area. I love this one about decisions, right? It's all about making decisions, the right decisions. So we'll be back with you in a second, okay, guys? Here's one on decisions. So kind of excited about this one, and we'll see what we can hear on this. It's about 3 minutes long, and we're going to encourage you guys to learn something from this one as well. So kind of neat, you know. Let's see if I can get there here in a minute. Okay. So, yeah. So technology is always moving forward, but I think we got it now. And we're getting ready to play that one on decisions.
Decisions. Isn't that what it ultimately comes down to? Is it a dead end or a new beginning? An obligation or an opportunity? Because today can be whatever you want it to be, whatever you decide it is. And when you lay your head on the pillow at night, that's what makes all the difference. Imagine for a second being on a beach, dragging your foot and creating an indented pathway in the sand. And when you finish, taking a bucket of water and pouring it into that very same channel you just sculpted. The water is going to follow the path that you laid out. It will flow within the confines of the channel that you just made. And the way I see it, life is just like that water. It flows within the boundaries placed before it. And how you decide to see the world creates that channel that contains the water. It's the driving force behind everything in your life, guiding every single thing that comes through. Have you ever thought about how small the details are that sway our perception of reality? How different people interpret the exact same event in different ways? Why do some people rise when criticized and others crumble? Why do some see fear in hardship when others see opportunity? Why do some aspire to build and others to tear down? See, everyone has the same clay. People just decide to sculpt, to mold it differently. Your external world is a reflection of the internal decisions you make, decisions that dictate everything, decisions that take what the world throws your way and transforms them according to your viewpoint. Life runs right through your moat every day, that channel in the sand that you created, that you direct. You control how events unfold because you decide how they will be handled and harnessed. You choose the map that will take you to your final destination. So decide what you want and let it transform your perspective. Own it. Become it. Accept nothing less.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Own it. Just make a decision, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is Let's Hear From You. Today is a different day, guys, so we want to hear from you. 347-843-4559. Call in. Yeah. Hey, this is your host, Kevin Vaughn, reporting from the global station in the great state of Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We just wanted to encourage you a little bit today and keep you moving forward in the midst of what's going on across the planet. So thank God for technology, man. Thank God for internet radio. Thank God for radio, AM, FM, internet. Thank God for television and, you know, the right way to use it, of course. And thank God for, you know, video, film, all the media that keeps you informed and keeps you motivated as well. So Thank you so much for that. So, yeah, we're excited about you guys being with us today, and just want to keep it moving. Hey, we got a lot of programming going on, so just want to encourage people to stay in the Word, right? Stay in the Word, and to know that God loves you so much. He dearly does, and he wants you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, ladies and gentlemen. So, but guess what? You got to have that relationship with God, right? So important to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and then the power of the Holy Spirit, power of the Father will be always, always with you guys. So kind of excited about that. So keep that in mind, you know, as you move forward and as we move into a new realm or a new time in our lives as well. So, so important that we remember that as well. So, yeah, so we've been playing a little music, a little motivational speaking, just talking to you a little bit about what's happening out there in the world. And it's all about encouragement. Also, too, got to protect, guys. Don't forget our elderly. Don't forget our seniors, both that are, you know, that are bedridden maybe or in nursing homes or assisted living homes, but also our active seniors. Protect them. Protect them at all costs. Protect the babies at all costs. Protect the young people at all costs. Protect our young people, even though they say they're adults. They don't know everything, right? So protect them as much as you can in today's world. There's a lot of things that are going on that will try to take out their lives, take out their thought process, and all kind of crazy stuff. So we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We cast it out and send it back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. So continue to help those who are vulnerable, if you will, in our society. We're talking about our young and our old in that area. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, as we move forward for those who are true, true believers. So we're excited about that. All right. So, yeah. So, guys, hey, this is Let's Hear From You today. We've heard from some people today. Thank you so much for your time today. And we're always looking for a new opportunity. But what we're going to do, I'm going to see if I can find another awesome motivational speak, motivational one about that comes from some great people as well. And this is pretty good too. This is this will take us up. Yeah, this will take us up. This is a good one. This is the one I really wanted about focus, guys. We got to focus. I got to work on that every day for me. You know, we're doing like multitasking all the time. But guess what? You got to end up focusing sometime. So here's one on focus. We'll be back with you in a minute, guys. Focus, 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 focus.
I want to introduce y'all to this very simple concept. That if you want it, you got to go get it. Some of y'all got this concept of what you want to accomplish. You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke, I'm stuck, I'm fucked up, I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it. And what does that mean? It means that you trying to convince me or anybody else that you want to get it when you partying all week. As soon as you get any kind of money, you're buying a bunch of shit that you really can't afford. It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide, fuck clubs, fuck partying, fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly. The life that I live, I deserve this life because I worked my ass off to get it. Y'all out here running around creating this smoke. You did it to yourself. Trying to live up to the hype and create the smoke that you're doing. You ain't doing it. you still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. Fuck all the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere. It's time to stay focused, man.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope this video makes you uncomfortable. Because I look at this as a mirror. You get to look yourself in the mirror and ask hard and tough questions. What am I doing every single day with my life, creating obstacles, challenges, and distractions for myself?
Hey guys, it's all about focus. Outside of the profanity in that particular motivational video, it's all about focus, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about focus. So we want you guys to take this time that the planet is in another shift, if you will, right? Another shift. I want you guys to focus. Focus on your dreams, right? Focus on your goals. You know, one thing we tell everybody that I meet, you know, that's doing something or have a word from God, is that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to do what God told you, right? So whatever he told you, get to it, right? Whatever God told you to do, get to it. That means focus, right? That means focus on what he said. That means you're going to have to get rid of some stuff. I don't know, I have to maybe let some people go. Keep in mind, there's a proper way to do that, right? We love everybody, but you can't take everybody with you. So guess what, guys? You got to be able to do that. So I want you guys to focus, 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 focus. All right. That's what it's all about, guys. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn with you, broadcasting globally from around the to around the world from the great state of Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear from you. This is a new program. We just come up with stuff. Keep it moving. Let's hear from you today so we can keep you encouraged. And thank you for those who are listening live right now and those who will be listening later on as well. So thank you so much for your precious, precious time. Hope you're enjoying your life right now and encouraging others. Yeah, man. All good. All good. So, guys, so a few things we want to leave you with today. We're going to get ready to shut this thing down for today and move on. Got another broadcast coming up later on. At 8 p.m. with Bishop John Crenshaw. Guys, we got a powerful prayer time. So we're going to be back here on the network at 8 p.m. tonight with Bishop John Crenshaw and the family there is going to be on talking about prayer. We're going to have scripture prayer, and we're going to be opening up the lines as well so you can have a prayer request. If you got a prayer request for Bishop, we're going to pray over you and believe God to give you that breakthrough and that request for the prayers of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And he does hear your cry, hear your concern. So excited about that. So thank God for who you are and what you are. And also keep each other encouraged, right? Talk positive, talk word, talk scripture. That's what we do here on the network each and every day. We try to do that as well. Y'all pray for me, pray for a brother, pray for my family. And I pray for my son, I pray for my daughter and my granddaughters and wife and family and nieces and nephews and aunties and uncles all across the globe that I have. So pray for your family, right? Pray for your coworkers, right? Pray for those who are in harm's way every day. We talk about police officers. We talk about your firemen, your EMS, your hero units, all those who get in front of the danger of the day. For those who want to do otherwise, in our society today, pray for those who are incarcerated too, as well. Those in our jails and prisons and detention centers, pray for them as well. We want God to set their mind free and give them hope for a new day in the future as well. So always remember that, guys, that we got to do that for our young people and those older people that are incarcerated as well. Hey, guys, we've been on Let's Hear From You today. We thank you so much. You guys feel free to text me and call me at 404 401-0233 if you like the programming. Also, too, if you want to be on the show, you can give me a holler. We'd be glad to set you up, and we can talk some more, okay? So appreciate you so much, guys, for being with us on Let's Hear From You. And we're just excited about what's going on today. You know, one thing about today, with all the things going on with the government trying to figure out what to do for the economy, you know, God is still God, right? You got to know that, guys. God is still God. He ain't worried about no money. He ain't worried about the planet. He's already set things in order for us to win. God wants you to win. He wants you to be a part. But guess what, guys? That's all part of what you do as well each and every day. So we want you guys to win. But also, too, we want you guys to read the Word, right? Read the Word. Read it. Read it. Read it. Get into the Word. Get into prayer. Some of you may need to fast, right? But check with the Lord, right? Check with the Holy Spirit on fasting and prayer and keep it moving, guys. But one thing about it is take care of you, right? Also, too, guys, the practical stuff, right? Drink plenty of water. Also, too, wash those hands periodically, actually on a regular basis, right? But also, too, I am not a doctor, but I do want to tell you to check with your primary care doctor about taking supplements, right? Specifically B12, D3, in spray or liquid, which is the most effective, right, for your bloodstream, for your body. But also, too, check out your glutathione levels, which is your immune system, guys. Look into that. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I do that. I'm taking stuff for my glutathione, immune system, and also B12 and D3, both spray and in liquid. But do your homework, right? Do your homework. I'm not a doctor, so I want you guys to check with your primary care doctor or your holistic licensed professional in that area. But D3, B12, and glutathione, that means your immune system should be high as possible, so it keeps you from certain areas of compromise, if you will, for your body. So anyway, hey, we'll talk to you guys soon. This is Kevin Vaughn on Let's Hear From You. Today is different, guys, so we want to hear from you, but we're looking forward to you. Hey, we're going to leave you with some George Duke there, 500 miles to go, and in the memory of Brother Duke, awesome musician, awesome brother, that new music, man, so powerful. So that's his music in the background. But I'm getting ready to get out of here, getting ready for another program. Just got some calls. I'm getting ready to call some folks back, and we're going to keep it moving. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you. This is Kevin Vaughn on Let's Hear From You. Today is different, so let's hear from you in the future, okay? Give me a call if you need to, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, remember to always, always, guys, out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time on the network. This has been MLT Radio. The programming is Let's Hear From You. Today is different. Take care. Bye-bye. Love you.